This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Pat.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Did you know that today is National Beer Day?
No.
Well, that's a dumb thing to do on a Monday.
Why?
Yeah, who's going to celebrate?
Well, you know what? They probably do that. That's by... probably the day they sell the least, so make it the day and they will sell more.
It's oh, that's good.
Brilliant mind,
especially non-football season.
Yeah, that's good job, Anheuser or whoever. Anheuser,
them, well, and many others.
Many others, KNW.
Well, if
so,
you are gonna
baby,
go,
KNW.
If you're a beer drinker,
hey, baby.
You can celebrate by picking up some beer today.
Oh.
And so there is a website that put together.
I've got a nice vintage Rise Guys Pilsner at home. I'm going to try.
Oh, my God. You got a video
that smells good when it explodes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
She's,
So the state with the cheapest case of beer is Illinois, where the average price is about $16.43.
I figured Milwaukee, just because it's closer. But yeah. Then again, they probably don't make it there anymore, do they?
Like, probably not.
Cars in Detroit?
Or they make Texas Pete in North Carolina?
I know.
Come on.
American Textiles made in Mexico.
Yeah, you remember that whole campaign for the cars imported from Detroit? So is it riddled with bullet holes?
Dude, with, yeah, Lee Iacocca.
The drugs in the door?
God. I remember my mom was jealous of our neighbor at Poe Mill. They got a K car. Do you remember those?
No.
It was a Dodge K car. It was like when Lee Iacocca took over, and it was like, I remember the whole, like, my mom just loved that car. I'm like, I think they're ugly.
I want me one.
I want one of them K cars. They ain't buying a Dodge, Matthew. I'm going to buy me a Lincoln. That's what my daddy would say.
Well, this is also interesting. The second cheapest place to buy beer in the country is South Carolina. $16.54.
Yeah.
Until everyone moves here and it goes back up.
Mm.
Unless you want like a six pack of some kind of micro brew and it's like 14.
Like, don't you think like there's something to that? So let's say you there's a town where a loaf of bread is a dollar, and yeah, people move into town that are used to paying $3 a loaf. Like, word gets around and the market price is adjusted for those who are now in town. I mean, it's just the way it works.
Yep.
So their cost of living follows them here. They don't realize it.
Hurts the rest of us.
Yeah, it does. Leave. Leave now at once.
Quit
Scram.
Hurting us.
Get out.
So followed by New York State being cheaper, $16.72.
The Yankee tax should be $1 instead of 1 cent.
I don't know if you watched the race yesterday, but it was fun to hear Richard Petty on there talking about Yankees coming down from Pennsylvania. He said winder net a lot.
Winder net? What?
They were talking about when NASCAR went to the window nets.
Oh,
because they showed the wreck where he flipped and was hanging out of his car. So then that's when they went to the window nets. But he kept saying winder nets.
Winder net.
Do you want to know where you can find the most expensive beer in the country?
Probably right over here next to a couple streets down.
Alaska.
Alaska.
$33.62.
Wow.
That's expensive. And so then Hawaii, $24.17.
Cost of living in Alaska. It's got to be high, right? Because you don't get everything. It just takes forever.
And plus, you're on the other side of, like, one side is Russia, that's tariff. If it's sent through Canada, that's tariffed.
Yep.
So
it's got to come up from somewhere.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, you're. I don't think they pay you more money, right? Maybe they would, but who would want to live in Alaska?
I mean, really.
I'd like to visit, but I'm not sure if I can.
I turned down going on a family trip there. My dad still. I wish I'd went for that reason.
Cruise?
But they went on a cruise of Alaska. Oh, I'm like, that makes no sense to me. I care nothing about that.
Alaska's not ours to me. It always seems like a quasi spy territory portal for Russia. There are parts of Alaska that still have Russian signage that still speak the language.
Really?
Yeah. When you get out toward the little curl in the coast and the Bering Sea up there.
You ever been to Texas?
No. Nope. Oh, they're talking there.
Well, I've never been.
They got something in common with Berea.
Yes.
Well, Hugh Grant's in the news.
Texas is pretentious, by the way. I'll never go.
You think?
They want to be their own thing because the people, like, Texas is his own experience.
Texas was their own country for a long time.
That's what they want to be now.
Well,
the Alamo.
That's what Newsom's trying to do now. He's talking about, well, we're going to do state tariffs. Like, hell out.
Tariff schmears.
I feel like Kamala's going to beat him now if she ever decides to run for governor. That might be an easy win for her.
Well, funny thing is, when I was a kid, we went on a Bahamas cruise. Stuff was, you know, very expensive, and it was the early 90s, and my parents didn't have a whole lot of money. So my dad says, we're just going to go to Burger King where we know we can afford it.
Oh, my God.
Dude, like a Whopper then was like, I mean, I'm probably exaggerating, but like $5 or $6.
God.
Then, in the 90s. So imagine what it is now. And it was like.
A double with cheese. $7.56.
Like, we could have went to Red Lobster for what this cost.
It's not good.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy. I mean, think about that. Like, that's just that's because of how far away and getting it there and all that stuff. Like you were saying, Alaska would be the same way.
They didn't have fountain drinks either at the McDonald's Bahamas.
They don't have DoorDash in Antarctica.
Oh, damn.
Can you believe this?
No, I can't believe it.
I know. Who would live there?
Well, Hugh Grant tweeted that immigration officials stopped him and his wife at London's Heathrow Airport and asked their kids, quote, are these your mom and dad?
God. Was he dressed like an Oompa Loompa?
That's what I was going to say. Is your daddy the Oompa Loompa?
He called it intrusive, insulting, and creepy.
Was Divine Brown nearby?
Boy, that movie he's in, Heretic, sucks.
I watched it.
Where the Latter-day girls. Saints are?
Yeah.
Yes. I stopped it. I was like, this is going nowhere. This had the makings of being great, and it
did. Apart. And yep. it becomes too unbelievable.
Yep. Absolutely. You can go. You can go through this door. Or this dude. And it's like.
You know another one that sucks? The monkey. Couldn't even finish it.
I saw the 12.
The monkey.
I didn't see the one.
The monkey was stupid.
What is it about?
It's about this monkey that.
No.
It's a toy.
The guy in the yellow hat with
a dog called Monkey.
It's a toy monkey that these brothers, you know, get from their dad. It was like passed down. But whenever the monkey starts playing his little drum, somebody dies.
Like Monkey Shines?
Oh, that's terrible.
Not really, but kind of. It's a Stephen King story.
Yeah. Oh.
So every time this monkey starts playing his drum, somebody dies.
So that's Monkey Shines.
Once again.
It's called The Monkey.
Somebody took a Stephen King book that was brilliant, turned it into a bunch of crap.
The movie sucks.
Oh. So they took the basis of a Stephen King movie or book and wrote.
I don't know
if about it.
The monkey was Stephen. I don't know if Monkey Shines was Stephen King's or not, but it's like a different like concept. You know, he's helping out the guy in the wheelchair. Kind of like what they're trying to do in Gemstones. But this is just like the toy monkey. And when he gets his little drumstick going and starts playing his drum, somebody's going to die.
Jeez.
He even starts out stupid. I'm like, okay, nobody dies like that. Trying to invent like creative ways to kill people.
Oh, yeah.
So the first death you see is like, come on.
I did get tired of seeing baby dolls come alive and kill people. Like, I mean, Chucky I'm still cool with, but like all these other ones, like Annabelle and the Spanish version of the one. I can't pronounce that one. I watched it. I didn't know a lick of anything they said, but it was fun.
I don't think Megan was good. What?
I enjoyed that. I thought that was a different kind of look on it.
Like, a little creepy.
Like, in a guy's mind, like a hot female robot, like eventually, like in your mind, the thought pops in of, can I have sex with it? And they answer that question. Yeah. They answer that question for you.
Well, when they go to CES and they have these, you know, droids there that they dress like females, they all give them huge knockers.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Was Megan, was that the movie about the, because she was like a younger girl, though, right?
It was,
yeah, she was a droid. She was
God,
like
what's her name? Machine Gun Kelly, his wife. Megan.
I don't think she was Megan Fox. Was she the voice?
She was the Megan.
I think this was separate.
No, I'm thinking of a different movie with a kid that did that funky dancing.
Well, I can't remember.
What in the world? I don't know.
She was like a droid that her mom made because her mom worked at some science lab and they brought her home.
Yeah, she was
You're right, Megan. What is the one I watched then?
I don't know. Was it like a low-rent porno?
No, it was Megan Fox. She was in it. She was like some robot that came alive and, you know, who cares? I hate you, Internet.
It was like you want to know what you watched.
I just put Megan Fox movie and I expect the answer to just pop right up.
Oh, it's not there. Don't watch The Monkey.
I won't. Subservience is the name of the movie I'm thinking of.
I don't know that one.
Go watch it. It's good. I've already gave you a spoiler that he had sex with a robot, but it's good.
What's the one you said to watch? You said it would make you think. Was it a Channing Tatum movie? Like one of his latest ones?
What would it make you think about?
You said it made you, the movie makes you think, and I'm trying to remember what it was. You said it was like real, like up to the end kind of suspense. I want to say you said he was in it, but.
I don't know.
God dang it. Why can't we remember like what the.
Because we're getting old and it's this tough.
I don't have anything good to watch. Movies, I haven't watched a good movie in forever.
I try to watch them and they just sink. I get bored.
They're just not good.
This is not good.
I waited 2 weeks to watch The Damn Monkey. I didn't even watch the first hour.
And it was that bad, huh?
Heretic was leading up to something good. But
Blink Twice is the name of the movie that I told you that you should watch.
Okay, Blink Twice.
Heretic? Yes.
I'm going to write that one. Yeah, Heretic sucks.
Fantastic. Yes. It's on Prime. Blink Twice. And it's got Channing Tatum's in it and several others. And it's a thinker.
It comes highly recommended. I'm going to watch it.
I'm doing it sober.
And I know he's going to have his shirt off for a lot of it, too. So.
Of course.
There's gratuitous male nudity.
Of course. Right. Why do you think I watched it?
Hell yeah.
Nah, I'm not gay.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, I'm paying.
Listen to her.
Your eyes, guys.
Cheating bitch. All right, morning, everybody.
Ah, oh, dang it. I didn't get to
it. Oh, we're going now.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You stupid bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Rise, guys, I got show number. Off Friday.
You stupid bitch.
Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
If you don't think our show is good,
you're right.
If you don't, you're wrong. But if you could hear the off-air stuff, God, that is like... That's like, not that we're not real all the time, because you tell that previous segment, but like it's gold.
What are we doing?
Let's do a fun one here. We recently had a story about a college baseball player in sports who got in trouble because when he slid into third base, he acted like he was snorting a line of cocaine.
Yeah.
Well, Paige kind of had trouble with the story, and it got this guy kind of chuckled.
Whoa, we didn't ask if there was any heat, and here it comes.
Or it what, could be heat, maybe.
What story was it?
I just said.
Paige, what the f***? When a guy was sliding the base and he was snorting a lot of cocaine, you asked, wait, was he serious? What the f*** else? What? No, yeah, he was for real. He was really snorting a lot of cocaine. Of course he's f***ing kidding. What the f*** are you saying? Like, was he joking? Was he kidding? F***, yeah, he was kidding. What the f***?
I don't even remember, so I can't.
Let me express this, too. As that goes down, Paige just stares at me like, and then when it goes to Dad there, she's like, she's waiting for me to comment first. I'm like, that was at you. What you want to say? Guy doesn't like his coworker.
Well, I don't know if it's a family member or a coworker he doesn't like. I don't really know who he's talking to.
Okay.
But he ain't happy.
864-241-4318.
What about a motherfucker calling you, you non, you getting little butt. You're a top two dickhead. That's part of you ran down your daddy's leg and left a stain on the carpet, making the carpet crunchy. Suck a fat baby, you munching mother. You can go to hell with a gallon of gas up your ass.
So that was 90% bleeps, but I know exactly what he said throughout that entire thing.
A fat baby's blank.
Yeah, we got to quit going to that well of down your daddy's leg. I mean, that one's so overused now. It's lost all of its shock value. The rest of it I enjoyed.
I'm pretty sure you said a fat baby sock.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm positive it was a fat baby sock.
Oh, I thought he meant like a bad dried up diaper.
Or it could have been a fat baby's rock.
I thought he said hawk.
Oh, God.
It could have been that.
I thought so.
Ew.
There's something that rhymed with it.
All right, go ahead. We're going to get like three calls down this whole hour. And then Jeff Hardy's going to come on, and I'll probably out-talk him, too.
Here's the guy.
It's Friday, man.
Who's leaving. Well, we don't have the guy. He said he was leaving South Carolina, going to North Carolina. Here's a call from a North Carolinian telling this guy really what's up.
I love the rivalry, man. That's a weird rivalry. Weird. All right, here we go. FOF line.
I just heard the dude talking about how he's moving back up to North Carolina, and everyone in South Carolina is apparently a bunch of inbred hicks. Well, listen here, buddy. I f***ing live in North Carolina. I've lived here all my f***ing life, and this place f***ing sucks. Ain't no one live here but a bunch of damn Yankees. Everyone from here is from f***ing Pennsylvania or f***ing Illinois. This place is nothing but a bunch of uppity pricks. I'd rather live with the inbred hicks in South f***ing Carolina.
That was Edge, wasn't it?
I think it was
that Edge.
Actually.
Was that Cope? Adam Copeland?
It was Cope changing his voice. Hey, buddy. It's Adam from WWE.
When I say North Carolina, I'm not judging it. I'm thinking more Western North Carolina. But boy, I mean, there's like the people that I know from there that live there are more transplants than originals.
Well, I thought you were going to say lesbians. No. But transplants, I agree.
But I wasn't talking about Asheville.
They like to go to the mountains. They like to go to Pisgah and Brevard.
Matthew, were you saying that they are now having different genders on plants? Is that what I heard you say? There were trans plants now?
In Asheville,
Matthew?
Why you say Asheville's a roast beef capital?
Can I not call that flower a pussy willow no more?
Willa. You got a pussy bow shirt. Hey.
Pussy bow blouse. Blase.
Yes, you were here, in the lot yesterday.
We're going to get another call in, I promise.
Here's a guy last weekend talking about golf carts, in case you missed it.
Yeah, this goes out to all you stupid motherfuckers.
Hang on a second. That ain't him.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I got to save him for later. Looks like I got my clips mixed up here.
That's all right. You got a lot on you. I've seen you stand up.
You know, I don't know if this is it or not, but let's just play it anyway.
You, Steven. Look, ask me for lunch money every day. Don't ever then pay nobody back. I give you $30. That's to be a friend, get you some gas. Then I find and turn around and you make more money than I do. So f*** you, Steven. Piece of s***. I don't know if it's too much cussing, but y'all didn't know about this stupid mother. How I feel about it. Damn it.
So that wasn't about the golf cart?
No. Okay. We got that.
But that was good, though.
Yeah.
Steven? I mean, did you take the last name out?
No, he just said his first name.
Okay.
He didn't give
a last?
Yeah.
Like, you can't say the last name, just and that just protects... I mean, I'm worried about the company as well, but also my ass getting sued. Because you can call in and say anything, and we can't necessarily verify it. But you can say the first letter of the last initial. It's like when we read Google reviews, we can say the first letter of the last name.
We just try to make it anonymous as possible.
Yeah, like from 123 Main Street, any town, USA. 864-241-4318.
I'm pretty sure this is the guy talking about a certain county in the upstate that won't allow his business to run again.
Uh-oh.
He ain't happy about it.
Is he a vapist?
I didn't even think about that. Is he?
I don't know.
He might be able to find out by the way he talks about the business. I don't know.
I said vapist, by the way. Just want to say that once again. It was with a V.
Meaning
sold vape products. All right, here we go.
If you got your mods, bro, rocking right now, your food
big,
bars,
big
elf bars.
Clouds.
I want to give a big you to Blankville County because my business burned down, and now that we're trying to rebuild, Blankville County wants engineering drawings for everything about the building. Like, we don't even serve the general public. There's two people in the office, and we've got to have handicap bathrooms and a handicap water fountain. It's just a bunch of red tape. So, f*** you, Blankville County, because I don't want this coming back on me. They probably already know who I am, but f*** you, man. It's a little mom-and-pop business. Why the f*** do I have to have all these regulations and all these safety procedures? Like, f*** y'all. It's just costing more money, and God knows when I'll be able to get back in my building. So, seriously, f*** y'all.
You know the answer. Most people, if they think about it for a moment, know the answer. And that is, so you will go out of business and a conglomeration can then buy your business or assets or the building or the property. Especially, I'm not saying that they burned it down, certainly, but the regulation, I mean, we saw it with bars. We saw it with vaping stuff. No matter how you feel about it, you're going to come in and like... sell cigarettes and blah, blah, blah across the street, but you sell vape, so no.
Right. I don't know what this one is.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mystery to us.
That's fun. It's like one of them whatnot boxes or whatever.
I think it's the guy who's telling you what not to do when you're eating at a table in a public setting.
Oh, I want to hear this so bad.
Yeah, this goes out to all you stupid motherfuckers that can't do nothing while you're sitting at a f***ing table having food but to clean your f***ing nose. What the f*** is your problem, you ignorant son of a bitches and bitches, because you're all f***ing stupid for cleaning your f***ing nose while somebody's trying to eat. F*** all you sons of bitches. F***ing all. Every f***ing one of you.
All right,
you know, there's a little more Appalachian than the person who says yins.
Yins.
Like, there's, you were...
Yins all do it.
Yins. Like, yeah. Yeah, my daddy had some side of his family that dropped the yins. So and they would spell it, too, with Y-U-N-S, yins.
Eating wings with your booger fingers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from a very wet CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born on April the 7th, happy birthday.
Oh.
Or
Sack it.
I don't have a whole lot of music today, but we got some music for this fella right here. You might have forgotten this one.
I have.
He's the Harvard-educated lawyer slash wrestler. Slash commentator. His ex-wife is an EGOT winner, what they call an EGOT.
What is that?
She has an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. She also has a talk show on every afternoon.
Kelly?
No.
Oh. You're talking about Jay Hud.
Yep.
What was her husband's name?
David.
Otunga.
It is David Otunga's birthday.
Otunga. It sounds like a... a foreign land.
I don't think he's in the business anymore.
We're thinking about going to Otunga for vacation this year.
He was ripped up. And look, it was a good gimmick, but, you know, Nowinski did the Harvard gimmick
he
already.
He wasn't very, very good at talking or wrestling, though. I didn't think.
I think he was too big.
Too like, ripped?
Like, yeah, too ripped up.
So we're guessing him?
Yep, David Otunga.
46?
48.
David Otunga's 45 years old today. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it going for these brothers I saw him play in college.
I do not remember this song at all, though.
Yeah, that was his entrance. Because I sing, this is one of my dirty songs I sing dirty music lyrics to.
Oh, you want the power? Oh, I know what you want then. Never mind.
It's not when you're standing next to me. It's when you're sitting on something else.
Yeah.
Twins.
Sitting on my face.
One's, no, close. One's a Hall of Famer, for sure, because he's a part of one of the best defenses ever, the 0-2 Bucks. The other one might be a Hall of Famer. They both played at University of Virginia. They're both bald, beautiful men.
Oh, boy.
That's what that means. The Barber Twins, Tiki and Rondé Barber. It is both their birthday.
Yeah, but which one is older? Rondé's older?
I don't know, actually. It would be like, what, by a couple minutes, maybe.
When we saw Tiki at the Panthers game, I was like, dude, you should come out with your own line of lighters. And he's like, I don't smoke. I said, but I would have a Tiki torch. I don't think he got the joke.
He didn't.
I don't think he got it. I'll say the Rondé brothers, the Barber brothers are 50.
They tore Clemson up, and I hated it, too.
Oh, they're older than 50.
52.
I'll go that, too.
Okay.
You should have stuck with 50.
Damn. Yeah. It's a big one for the Barber boys. 50 years old today.
Damn, man. Their dad was from Seville.
Oh, nice.
He really was.
The Barber from.
I don't know what to play for this guy. I could have picked any music from the 90s, I guess, but he was an MTV VJ. He always hosted the Jock Jams when they do it.
Dan.
Slash comedian.
Cortez.
No, he's a comedian, too. BB.
Listen to the rain.
I know, man. It's like...
Sounds like your computer when it's overheating.
It's like I'm listening to thunderstorm sounds by sleep jar.
Oh, yeah, man. This is putting me asleep.
The birthday of one William Bellamy.
Ah, crap. Bill Bellamy.
BB.
Didn't he marry a famous woman and she left him for an NFL player or something?
God, it might have been it. I can't remember the player, though.
Bill Bellamy's got to be like all of like 50. Listen to that. I still got the lisp.
You got some 50. Succotash over there?
I'm suffering succotash. 54?
55.
Bill Bellamy is 60. It's a big
one. Good Lord.
Let's go with this guy who's a great actor. I mean, great actor. And we saw him digging
Willem
in.
Dafoe.
Well, he's good too, but it's not him. We saw this guy digging in his pants in an airport picture because he put on some weight. He was in the first Gladiator.
Yeah, yeah.
The Insider, Proof of Life, Russell, The Water Diviner.
Russell Crowe.
It is Russell Crowe's birthday. Great movies. American Gangster. The last one I saw, he burned somebody's house down.
That's you know, Tim Looper told me his favorite Cubs player is Jim Crow Armstrong.
Really?
I don't believe it.
Well,
I will say...
it's not Shawan Dunston?
Shawan. It's not Jerome Walton.
Andre Dawson?
62.
63.
Ooh, Russell Crowe is 61 years old today.
Was that for a role that he got, he gained all that weight, or is that just life?
I don't know.
I mean, you never know.
All the above.
Like George Clooney that time, I'm like, God, his life's going to hell. Look how fat he's getting. He's like, I did it for a movie.
I like when somebody showed a picture of James Franco, and he looked like he kind of put on some weight.
He's probably awkward for him to go places now.
He hasn't done much. This guy, don't have any music for him, but he knocked out Mike Tyson to become the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world in 1990. He lost the belt 10 months later to Evander Holyfield.
You are talking about, oh, God. Give me the initials.
B.D.
Buster Douglas.
It is Buster Douglas. The next clue is going to be something you call a kid who's getting on your nerves.
Dickhead Douglas.
Nailed it.
Good guess.
Get out of here, Buster. Buster Douglas, 64.
65.
Ain't no way.
He is 65 years old. Look at Paige.
Wow.
You know she's on him.
Where does the time go, man?
Straight to hell, out the window, one of those. Yeah. Christopher Darden, if you watch the latest OJ documentary, I agree with him. That glove did damn fit.
Yep. I never knew till that latest one that he was wearing a plastic glove underneath. Although, I would have wanted to, because I wouldn't put a bloody glove on my hand.
Plus, but, he didn't pull it down. Come on.
No, hell no. And he also got to roll into the stick on that, man. They threw him to the wolves. 66.
I think he's 65, too.
God, I hate that he's defined by that one case. Like a great career. 69 years old for Chris Darden. Which he's still practicing.
Yeah.
Good for him.
This gentleman starred in movies like Rumble in the Bronx, all the Rush Hours. He was the new Mr. Miyagi in the latest Karate Kid.
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan's birthday today. This might surprise you, this number.
Asians have very good skin. So
they really do.
It's tough to, I'm going to say big old 70.
He took a backseat to Jet Li for a little bit.
69.
Yeah. Jackie Chan is 71 years old today.
I have not gotten a single one right yet.
Well, you're going to get this one. Because this,
you're right about James Franco, man. God bless.
He put on some weight, didn't
he? He took some from Jonah Hill.
Since Seth Rogen abandoned their friendship.
Yeah.
He was always so thin.
Yeah.
This gentleman is a Hall of Fame running back from the University of Pittsburgh, who was the Dallas Cowboy. You might be in the College Hall of Fame. He's definitely
Tony Dorsett.
It is Tony Dorsett's birthday. Senior.
Met him. Oh, yeah, there is a junior.
He seems cool.
Yeah, I met him in Spartanburg at the rally to bring the Carolina Panthers to Charlotte.
He's like one of the all-time favorite Cowboys, or Cowboy fans.
Yeah. Tony Dorsett, big one?
Nope. Might surprise you.
I wasn't talking about his age.
Oh, Jesus.
Then, yes. Anthony Dorsett.
Yeah, no, 74.
Okay.
No, he's old. Oh, he just told with his face.
Well, he's locked in.
78.
71 years old as well for Tony Dorsett. He's the same age as Jackie Chan, folks. We do have music for this guy.
Wow. God, you know what? This is so sad to think, but like within the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to lose so many of our favorite legendary athletes and actors. I mean, we're right there on the cusp of a lot of them, man. Oh, it's going to be hot times, baby.
I mean, how old is Staubach? He's in his 80s at least.
I don't care about him.
The richest athlete, probably, especially in the NFL, that made his money after the game.
Oh, without question.
Brian Tarkenton.
Tarkenton, as I might say.
Franny.
Is it Daryl or Johns?
It is Johns, and they hate each other. Yeah. Hall & Oates hate each other.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible.
Big feud, big. John Oates.
76.
Jonathan Oates is 77 years old today.
That is insane.
Wow.
Cue up the Godfather music. I don't have it, but
Charles Wright?
Nope.
Oh, James Brown?
Nope. Director?
Oh, Scorsese?
Nope.
Puso?
Nope. He's the writer, the author.
Shoot.
He wrote all.
He said, like, me at Comic Con. I was like, do you have any original art by Stan Lee? They're like, he wrote them. He didn't draw them.
Think Apocalypse Now. He directed that one, too.
Draw.
The Coggin Club. Great movie.
I don't know.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Bram Stoker.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh, shoot.
Huge director.
Nick Cage's daddy.
Uncle.
Uncle?
Yeah.
Really good. I really should walk out right now. I know nothing. It's okay. I'm like a blank encyclopedia
you
right now.
You had close. The right family. The Coppola family.
Real close.
He makes real cheap wine that you think should be more expensive, but it's very affordable.
Uncle Daddy.
90.
91.
John Oates. No, excuse me. Francis Ford Coppola is 86 years old today. We only got a couple. Happy heavenly birthdays.
Aww.
James Garner, the original Maverick.
Yeah.
Would have been 97 years old today. Jim Rockford, by God.
Rockford Files.
Great show if you want to go back and watch it in syndication. Rest in peace. Draws, a.k.a. Puke.
Darren Jorsdorf.
He would have been 56 years old today.
He's going to puke.
Oh, Lord.
You know, we didn't ask him about it, but I give credit to D'Lo Brown because as painful as that is to talk about, he's kind of opening up about it now. As far as, you know, paralyzing draws.
We did not bring that up when he was, because Devon Dudley was with him. We're like, they could totally take us.
Plus, how could you? How do you even approach that? I'm surprised he talks about it now, but he's open about it. He almost quit the business.
Yeah. I mean, look at Owen and Stone Cold. He broke his neck, and then ultimately Owen died. I mean.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's why I hung up my boots.
I feel like Stone Cold still.
Wrestling?
Don't you feel like Stone Cold still holds a grudge, but nobody's going to ask him about it because Owen's dead and it's not going to come up again? So it's kind of convenient that that hides it.
Have you ever made peace with something that most people would say that, man, I'd still hate that son of a bitch? And you're like, you know what? I've just processed it as they're dead to me kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of...
Many times.
I think that's kind of like, you know what? Ultimately, like, the guy lost his life, so I think... Plus, Stone Cold, like, what the life he has. He's just... He lives on a farm. He plays with his cats. Real cats. And he
has real cats.
And his animals, and goes and bush hogs, and just...
Every time he feels
a
cat...
Farmer.
Son of a bitch won't leave me alone.
I know. Poncho and Lefty are his cat's names.
Ha! He'll put him in the, he'll put him in the video. Here, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty.
I turn him into John Forrest when I do my... What?
Brittany, what? John Forrest is on the farm today. We're hanging out talking to cats.
All right, tomorrow. The Masters ain't that big a deal to me really anymore, but to a lot of people, it sure is. It sure is. And
I would like to go one year, believe it or not, just to
I
go
would
see.
Too, just to say I did it.
To see John Daly at Hooters.
Yeah, I mean, you can just go there, like, anytime. Buy some of his old clubs, smoke a cigarette with him.
Go smoke with
sure,
him.
Sure, Diet Coke. Well, his son looks just like him. His son that plays at Arkansas.
Oh, boy.
I mean, he's his damn twin. He's not fat as hell and have a beard, but they look a lot in the face.
Well, we're going to be not joined by John Daly tomorrow. So
okay.
Put that on your calendar. Tomorrow? I'm kind of talking out of my ass right now.
Well,
I know I'm sitting on it, but...
There's a guy in this situation... To where he told his buddy he would do something for him, but he's got to kind of renege on it now because something else came up.
Uh-oh.
Like, there was some money that was going to be made. Might not be any money to be made now.
I have no idea what they even cost now. Like, if WrestleMania tickets cost $5,000, Master tickets more or less.
Are we talking about final round?
Final round tickets have to be $10,000, I would assume.
Can you even get them in the lottery? Like, do they give out final round tickets? This guy don't have final round tickets.
I know somebody that's been on the waiting list for like 25 plus years.
I know somebody who owns part of the Packers. So
I am talking about the same person you are, dude. Like, no kidding. That is so crazy.
If that dude can't move up the list, there's no hope for the rest of us.
He can move up the list if he's standing on his wallet. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. We probably just lost our job. It is good.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
You stupid bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.